The new book, Down the Up Staircase, tells the story of one Harlem family across three generations, connecting its journey to the historical and social forces that transformed Harlem over the past century. Bruce Haynes captures the tides of change that pushed blacks forward through the 20th century, the Great Migration, the Harlem Renaissance, the early civil rights victories, the black power and black arts movements, as well as the many forces that ravaged black communities, including Haynes' own. Bruce Haynes is a professor in the Department of Sociology at the University of California, Davis. His new book is Down the Up Staircase, Three Generations of a Harlem Family, and it's a pleasure to welcome Bruce Haynes to the roundtable this morning. Bruce, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
What brought you to want to look at these generations of your family?
Well, I guess it starts with the fact that my grandfather is George Edmund Haynes, and he was the first African-American to get a PhD at Columbia University, and he went on to found the National Urban League. And because he was an urban sociologist and interested in race, and I am myself an urban sociologist interested in race, it seemed like a natural thing to want to salvage his career and tell people about it. But when I sat down to write the story, I realized that there was a lot more here to excavate, so to speak, in talking about mobility and race in America.
What is fascinating about the story is the great success that your grandfather had, as well as your grandmother, who was a children's author, a successful children's author, is that there is a disconnect from that success and the success of the subsequent generations.
Well, you know, they were trailblazers and first, you know, the first in their generation to do the things they did. So they went high up the ladder, so to speak, at least the social ladder. But economically, they were still rather marginal. They bought property, but the property that they bought was in a segregated Harlem neighborhood. And although my father inherited a couple of buildings, these buildings were only worth a few tens of thousands of dollars. If those homes were located in any of the white neighborhoods of New York City, they would have been worth tens of millions of dollars. And so that alone sort of signifies the different challenges that the black middle class family had compared to their white counterparts.
Talk to us about where that staircase is located, this brownstone, the three-story brownstone in Sugar Hill, of why that's such a centerpiece to this story.
Well, you know, it's funny, there's a picture of Convent Avenue on the cover, and you know, the cover captures a picture of my mother and my brother at age one in the 1950s. And there's all this aspiration for her firstborn, and he's named George, so he has my grandfather's name. And George didn't have the upward trajectory that one would have predicted for him, given the kind of family and background that he came from, in part because of mental health issues that crept up in midlife. And that led him to a world of hustling and the world of the streets that was the other alternative if one doesn't make it, so to speak. And so he lived much of the Harlem life, a working class, hard life, and then his mental health issues drove him to seek refuge in alcohol and drugs. And so the title is attempting to capture this notion of upward and downward mobility, that despite the successes of my grandparents and the properties that they were able to, collect, so to speak, they were still not able to provide a stable trajectory for my family. As I said, George ended up midlife with mental health issues, but my middle brother, Alan, was killed in the Bronx, shot in the back in the small bike shop that was in the South Bronx where he worked. And, you know, and he was working in a typical kind of ghetto environment because that's, you know, where most black young men could get good jobs. And he was working his way through college. And so he got murdered right just weeks before he was to graduate Bronx Community College as a music major. And so, you know, this notion that, you know, despite this great foundation and background and education, the challenges of mobility in America combined with the racial dynamics meant that only one of us could, quote, make it.
How aware of this were you as you were growing up, of not only the family history, but just the context of what it was you were growing up in?
You know, you grow up in Harlem, and you know Harlem is a great community, and it has, you know, an international reputation. You could go to Paris and say you came from Harlem, and they know what that is. And but it was a challenge, you know, growing up in a middle-class community that was, or should I say, a middle-class block in a mixed-class community. And so my parents were very protective and wanted to, you know, not let you play out on the streets. And that's the difference between the world my brothers grew up in. I remember watching them play touch football in the streets with their friends. But I grew up a little bit out of context. There weren't a lot of kids around when I was a kid. And we grew up in very different worlds. And as a result, they impacted us tremendously. George grew up in a much more racially hostile environment in 1968 than what I had experienced 10 years later in 1978. And I think they had a big impact on the kinds of choices one makes in life.
How does it influence your work as a sociologist, your work at UC Davis, your work with students?
Well, you know, the older I get, the more I seem to want to draw on my own life as an example sociologically to talk about. You know, it's been a very useful teaching tool because I've often, you know, I teach Intro to Sociology, and we always talk about something we call the sociological imagination, how to show that individuals make choices, but they make choices in context that they don't necessarily choose. And in fact, we don't choose. So we don't choose to be black or white. We don't choose to be rich or poor. But yet we'll all be born into context and we'll have to make choices. And it's that balance between, you know, the overarching structures that is, you know, ever present and one's choices that where sort of life, sort of the rubber meets the road of life. And so we wanted to really capture those two dimensions in the book. And so how I can tell my students, well, you see, I've done it myself, so what I'm asking you to do today is no different than what I've done myself. Use your sociological imagination and think through how the larger structures in society have come to shape your life.
And yet the students that you're teaching now still have great challenges ahead of them.
Oh, of course they do. And my hope is that, you know, through reading about the past, we can better prepare for the future. Although I have to say, in this political moment, I feel we have become absent-minded to so much of the recent past when we think about Europe and the rise of the right. And right now, I feel Americans have been far too tolerant with intolerance.
And what does it take to turn that around in the sense of to make that connection once again? It seemed like we were close at one point, and now you see it drifting away.
Well, you know, we still live in a segregated society. We still live in our silos. We still have stories that the other side doesn't know, so to speak. And so poor whites and poor blacks, for instance, don't recognize that they often have more in common than not. But politicians often manipulate the racial climate in order to win votes, and not necessarily for the public good. And so we need leadership right now. We need statesmen, whether they be conservative or liberal. Because no, we're no longer talking about conservatism when we bring vitriol and hatred into the political discourse.
The name of the book is Down the Up Staircase, Three Generations of a Harlem Family. Bruce Haynes is the author, professor in the Department of Sociology at University of California, Davis. Bruce, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. A great pleasure to have you on the roundtable.
It's been terrific. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book, Down the Up Staircase, Three Generations of a Harlem Family. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.